Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Chef Katrina, and welcome to Marketing Ingredients, a podcast that is all about marketing online, building your business, and having a lot of fun. Today, we're kicking off this new blog that, or this new podcast that I've been kind of on hold for the past year or so. And I decided to talk about blogging and really how to build your audience online with your blog and just create that ultimate presence, right? So many of us get online and we're like, okay, so I'm on here on social media and we're, you know, posting every single day and we're chatting with our family and friends. And, you know, I have to say, blogging for me is a pure joy and so much fun to utilize a platform where I can teach and train people. And as much fun as I have on social media and like on Facebook and Pinterest and all these places, what I have come to find is that they're only so powerful in terms of how you use them. And so stepping back into the bigger picture of online marketing, there are two predominant reasons people go online. This is the only two that I found. Everything kind of falls into these categories, no matter what just pops to your mind. The two reasons people go online, I call them my double E's, and they are education and entertainment. So we're either going to go to the Internet to find out information, or we're going to the Internet to be entertained. And for me, a lot of times, social media is an entertainment platform. We go on Facebook really just to see what everyone else is doing. We like, you know, quotes, and we enjoy watching those videos, and we're there to be entertained. So we want to break up the monotony of our lives, so we're trying to see what everybody else is doing, right? So for me, social media is very much an entertainment piece, but I also know that it's a very strong marketing piece if you're using it correctly. So I just got off a call with a friend of mine, and we were talking about the power of blogging and video and really what was the purpose of a blog and social media. And it all came down to the conversation. The few key components that I can give away to you about this is that your blog is your online real estate. It's the heart of your business. In the restaurant industry, we talk about the kitchen being the heart of the house, right? Because without a kitchen, you don't have a restaurant. Well, from my perspective, if you don't have a blog, you don't have a business online, because you need to have a place to drive people to, right? When we talk about traffic, when we talk about getting more leads, this is all great, but the component most of us are missing, including myself for years, was understanding how important it was to have the blog, right? Because the blog is the real estate, it's the heart of your business, and all social media is, from a marketing perspective, are eyeballs to your offer. It is complete and total traffic. You're trying to get people from social media to your blog site, to take part on an action, to buy a product, or learn more about who you are and what you do and how you can serve people, right? So I look at social media as nothing more than a big traffic source, and there's so many of them out there, guys, and they're so effective. There isn't a traffic source out there, whether it be Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, and the list goes on. There are so many social media sites out there, and predominantly from a marketing standpoint, the idea is to get your offer onto those sites to bring people to your blog, where at that point, they're either going to buy a product from you, jump on a webinar with you, get to know you, comment on there. It's like creating your own like little social economy, right? And for me, in my perspective, if you want to create success online, the ability to bring people to your blog and to your website is crucial. Otherwise, you could be spinning your wheels for years because, hey, let's face it, I did that. I spent years spinning my wheels because I buy training course after training course on traffic. And they were great, but I guess the part I was missing is, where am I driving this traffic to, right? How am I actually engaging with the audience correctly? How do I get them to buy? And learning that I needed to educate people first, right? Because we're all educators. We love sharing stories. I mean, we could share stories all day long, and that is one of the beauties about having a blog. And no, you absolutely don't need to be a professional writer or have mastered or even aced English in high school or anywhere in your life. Myself, I was not a master writer. I'm a chef, right? So for me, put me in a kitchen, give me a knife, some hot pan, some fire, and I'm a happy little clam. But in terms of writing online, for me, that was very uncomfortable in the very beginning. I didn't know what to say. I didn't think I sounded right. But that is a process all bloggers go through. There's not a single blogger that comes online and starts building a blog that doesn't maybe struggle with the process of blogging, that doesn't go, gee, you know, I've got some technical hang-ups, or am I creating the right kind of content, or, you know, is my audience listening to me? So there's all sorts of dynamics that take place when we all begin to learn to blog. And only through the process of continuous blogging do we get better at it. So which leads into building your audience with your blog. And I kind of touched upon it in that overall broad view of it. But what I've come to find, and it's shocking to me, is that when people write a blog post and they put all this time and effort into it, and they've got their images and they've got the content out there, they're super excited, and they hit the publish button, and it's now live in public. And then the first question they ask is, well, nobody's coming to my site. Nobody's visiting my site. And here's a little psychology behind this, right? When you publish your site or publish your blog post, one of the first things you have to do is share your content. You have to be the first person that broadcasts that you're excited about your blog post, right? Because if people are coming to your site and they see that no one has shared your content, they may be a little reluctant to be the first. For some reason, nobody likes to be the first person to share content. Now, we like to be the first person in line for whatever we're buying, but for some reason, being the first person to share content, not sure that's a good idea. So you want to have people, the perception, so this is the psychology, the perception is that there are people coming to your blog, there are people sharing it, they don't know that you were the first person sharing it. They have no idea, right? They have no idea that your mom was the second one sharing it. They don't know that information. They just see that it's being shared. So you're kind of giving them the green light to that it's okay to share it themselves, right? So absolutely the first thing you do, if you want to grow your audience, if you want to build your presence online through your blog, absolutely be sharing your content. When you hit publish, go view your page. Go in there and start sharing on your social media site. Go share on Twitter, on Facebook, on Pinterest, on StumbledUpon, whatever a button that's available for you to click, share it. Okay, that is absolutely rule number one of building your audience online. There's another cool little plugin, or not a plugin, but a site you can go to. It's called Pingler. P as in Paul, Pingler. Pingler. So if you go to Pingler.com, what this does is it actually allows you, again, to get more exposure to your blog, and specifically that blog post. So you'll go on Pingler. It's going to ask you what the keywords that you're using, ask you for the URL, and then really under what topic does this apply to. You put all that information in, and then you hit the submit button, and boom. Pingler notifies all the social media sites and all those that would be worthy of getting your information and helping you share and create that, again, that huge economy that you're building right now. And you've done nothing more than basically clicking on a button. Okay, so very cool about that. The third thing that I'm going to tell you about is that there is something that comes about, I think this is the last one for the year that's currently going on. You can absolutely jump in right now. There's no wrong or good or bad time to jump into this type of challenge. But there is something called the Ultimate Blog Challenge. So I want you to go ahead and write that down. It's called the Ultimate Blog Challenge, and it is a 30-day blogging challenge. What this forces you to do is that if you're a blogger and you really want to grow your audience, you're going to post it on this Ultimate Blog Challenge, right? And then they have this really cool bonus piece to this where if you put it into their comment feed, what happens is that when you post your blog there, you are required to comment and share the two blog posts above it. So you're going to read other people's blogs and see what they're talking about, which is a good thing. You absolutely want to know what other people are doing for blogs and what their engagement is and help them out. So absolutely be doing that. And then also what happens is that your blog will then get commented on and shared. So you're getting exposure to possibly a crowd that hasn't seen you before and then becomes, you know, drawn in by your blog post, the content, the fact that you're sharing, and really wants to get to know you better. So a really great way to engage and, again, build that audience to your blog. The more you can get people to socialize your blog for you and get a comment on your blog, really a powerful way to start building your blog today. Build your audience, get more visibility. The fourth thing, and this is huge, and so few bloggers do this when they get started. They kind of want to sit in their own little island, but blogging is social. It is absolutely without a doubt social. The more engagement, the more you can bring people into your audience, the more that you can share and get people to and get exposure for you, the better off you are. So with that being said, one thing you need to look at is what we call blogging communities. And there's a couple of them. There's a lot of blogging communities on Facebook, so those are the Facebook groups. I would recommend you do a search for blogging communities. Make sure you read the rules and regulations of those communities, because some of them do have where if you're going to post your blog in there, you do have to comment on so many other people's blogs. And that's a good thing, right? Because it gives you exposure to other people. Again, it's all about building that community, building awareness. So it is something you absolutely want to take a look at. So there's also on Google Plus, there's communities, and I found some amazing blog communities, and I get a good amount of traffic from Google Plus communities because they're so engaging, and they just have such good comments and good feedback in there. So finding the right community in which to play in is also going to be a huge piece for your success in building your blogging audience, right? So just to recap, the four things that we've covered is that you absolutely need to be the first person to share your content, right? Toot your own horn, scream about it, let people know that you've created content and that it's worth checking out. Pingler. Pingler is a site that you can go to that will basically ping all of the different platforms that would be relevant to getting your information. So a great way to expose more people to your blog and to your content. The third one is the Ultimate Blog Challenge, which is a 30-day blogging challenge with lots of engagement, good social share, a great place to find out what other people are doing and see that. And last but not least, joining blogging groups or communities on social media. So whether it be in Facebook or on Google+, find a place, find a home where not only are you sharing good content, but you're reciprocating that and you're getting engagement on your blog also. These four key factors are really important to growing your blog and growing your audience. So I absolutely recommend that you take the time and you build this into your blogging time period. So not only are you creating the blog, not only are you publishing the blog, but these four little factors help you build a community around your blog or a tribe around your blog. And once you have a tribe around your blog, man, they will go out there and they will share, and you know they can't wait for your next blog post and they're getting excited about it. So absolutely spend the time socializing your blog. Follow these four little unknown secrets that most newbie bloggers don't know, and take the opportunity to go out there and let people know what you have. And that is a simple and easy way to build your blog. Also, if you guys are interested, tonight I'm hosting my blogging webinar. I'm going to teach you a little bit more in-depth, the technical side of blogging. So go ahead and get registered for that. That is at bloggingingredients.com/blog-invite. Looking forward to seeing you over there. This is going to be a phenomenal blogging webinar. We're going to cover a lot of in-depth, and it's going to be open to Q&A at the end. So lots of value for you. So thank you guys so much for joining me on this Marketing Ingredients podcast call. Again, my name is Chef Katrina, and we'll see you guys next week on Marketing Ingredients. Enjoy the rest of your day.